Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. Marie Parks and Jesse Honnard are co-owners of North Star Messaging and Strategy, a copywriting and messaging strategy serving thought leaders and entrepreneurs. They help their clients find the North Star of their own business and leverage personality-driven messaging to create sustainable growth. Jesse and Marie, how are y'all doing? Awesome. You're now live on Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. Thank you so much for coming on today and for all of your patience.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. So let's dive into the theme of the day, which is the mastermind. And we'll start with Jesse. Why don't you share about how the mastermind has really impacted your life, that principle, that concept, and how you live and your clients and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, it's been really everything. So when I first started out, I identify as a very independent person, which means I created an island for myself of I don't need to ask for help. I don't need anyone to show me how to do things. And I don't really need a peer group. And that could not have been further from the truth. And once I started to feel a little burnt out, I started to feel like maybe I was a little lost. It was finding mastermind communities that really pulled me out of that. And part of that was finding Marie and creating our business, because I do have a business partner to rely on, which is huge. But it's more than that. It was finding an actual peer community that I could reflect with, ask for help from, bounce ideas off of, and really just feel like I was a part of something that was bigger than just me standing on my island trying to make decisions in a vacuum.
I love it. So it's been powerful for you to move forward. It's been critical, absolutely. Essential. Awesome. Yes. Awesome. Great response. Marie, how about you?
Totally. Yeah. One of the things we like to say is that we went from being one person islands to two person island when we started our business together in 2010, which actually didn't solve the problem at all. And so it was really only when we started investing our time and energy and all that good stuff into masterminds of groups of peers. We've been in facilitated masterminds. We've been in peer-led masterminds. Mm-hmm. Both are amazing. So for us, they've done amazing things like help us with our referral network, right? Like, so when people come to us needing something, we know who to send people to, and vice versa, they send folks to us. It's been amazing for getting that outside perspective, ideas, brainstorming, helping us get stuck outside of our own heads, right? And like see that there's a solution just sitting right here. It just takes a little bit of creativity and outside perspective. It's just been really great for also just like feeling like we're not in it alone, you know, and that we have people to rely on. We have support.
Yeah, that's so essential on the entrepreneurial journey. Not feeling alone is like that feeling of aloneness that we have to do it all on our own, like being that one person island. God, when we finally get over that and start learning to ask for help and band together, like everything transforms. It's incredible.
It makes them. Huge difference.
Yes. Incredible difference. Awesome. So we talked about the theme of the day, which is the mastermind. Let's start diving into what you guys are working on today, and then we'll go back into your journeys and some of the challenges and wisdoms, pearls of wisdom that you picked up along the way.
Absolutely. So we work with thought leaders and entrepreneurs, thought leaders who have an entrepreneurial streak. Mm-hmm. And what this tends to look like are people who have a really powerful idea that they want to share with the world, mm-hmm. and they aren't always completely sure how to share it in the way that works best. They don't know how to leverage this message. And so what we do is we come in and we help them create the content and the core messaging that really allows them to build a bridge between their big idea and the people they want to reach so that they can create positive change within the world. Because whether it's big or small, they all have that drive to create something amazing and to make change in the world. And our job is just to come in and help them build that bridge by using words that are powerful, that are persuasive, and that are true to who they are as people.
It's like leaving a legacy. If we want to leave a legacy, how do we craft that message to create a movement to create that impact in the world?
Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful, absolutely. Beautiful. That's very, very detailed. I'm sure we're going to get into that even more. And let's dive into the journey. So, Marie, why don't you share some of the lessons that you learned along the way and picked up and share that with our audience so that they don't have to make those same mistakes.
Yes, please learn from our mistakes. So we've been in business now for 8 years in this July. So initially, one of the roadblocks that we ran up against was the fact that this was a side hustle for the first 3 years.
Wow.
And so there was a lot of distraction and a lack of consistency. And so that really stifled our growth, and it stifled us from being able to build an audience, from being able to, you know, actually need to clarify the message, because, you know, we had this sort of other income on the side. So we weren't really giving this our all until all of a sudden, ooh, that's our job, right? So we better change things up a little bit. So that was definitely a huge lesson learned, was like, give it energy and be consistent about it. And then the other piece of that was getting really clear on our message and who we served, why it mattered, all that good stuff. Messaging, right? Which is why we're such big believers in it, because we did not have it early on. And so we were just like working with whoever needed a writer, which meant that like people didn't know really when to come to us. Like, well, do you do this kind of writing? Do you do that kind of writing? Yes, yes, yes was always the answer. And when we actually started saying no strategically, right? And like, yes, strategically, and got really clear on that message, like, wow, I can't believe, you know, the audience that we've been able to build and the community that we've been able to build. But it's only because we've gotten super clear on that message and we've shown up consistently over time. So I think those are like two of my biggest takeaways from this experience.
Awesome. Awesome. Amazing. Thank you for sharing that. And then Jesse, what about you? What were some of your challenges that you had to overcome?
Yeah, I think for me, it was, so I went full time a little later than her. She went full time after 3 years. I went full time after 5 years. So for 2 years, Marie was full time and I was part time. And that was a challenge for similar reasons, but I almost got a complex over it. I was like, oh, I'm at my job and Marie's working on the business and I want to be working on the business. Mm-hmm. And so for 2 years, there was this sort of pull for me to work on the business when I didn't have as much time as I would like to, or as much energy as I would like to. And what that led to was a situation after I went full time where we actually almost broke up and almost dissolved the business.
Wow.
And it was not through any fault of either of us. I know, it was super sad. But we ended up in a position where we had sort of drifted in different directions. Because Marie was full-time first, most of our clientele was based off of her area of expertise. And her background is in grant writing and nonprofits and development writing. Wow. My background is in marketing and sales and education. And so when I went full time, our clients were not aligned with my skills. And so I started finding clients that were aligned with my skills. And all of a sudden, it was like we were running two different businesses. And so we had to come together and have a conversation and be like, do we want this to be one business or two? And we ended up resolving that and deciding on who we wanted to serve and how we wanted to serve them and how we wanted to use both of our skill sets in a way that was really powerful. But that was probably the biggest hurdle we overcame.
Wow. Yeah, it was like one of those leadership conversations where it gets uncomfortable and like you have to do something about it, but just having the like, you know, that's good. I'd be like, we're going to do this. We're going to talk about this hard thing.
Wow. How do you think that's shaped your ability to deal with entrepreneurs and having those tough conversations with them and getting their messaging refined and saying, listen, you can't keep being a generalist. You can't keep doing whatever you've been doing. You have to get specific. Like, how do you think that affected that ability?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of hard conversations that have to happen in order to get messaging clear because the outside perspective and the objective perspective of an expert, of someone who is not in it, who can actually see the forest for the trees, is valuable, but it's not always going to be what you want to hear. Mm-hmm. And that is something that we make sure that our clients are really open to when we start working with them. We let them know that this is part of a journey and that it is going to build the sustainability for your business over the long term. And whatever you land on, this is why we call ourselves North Star, because whatever we land on, it is your North Star and it will feel good to you. It does mean that some stuff might have to fall away. And that's okay, because if the North Star is strong enough, it will carry you through no matter what the path looks like.
Wow, that's amazing. I love it. I love it. Just having that, that clear destination of where you're going and trusting, having the faith that that's the place. And you give people that faith and that clarity. So that's super important. And we had Lauren who said, great to see you again, Chris. Ladies, let's connect. It sounds like you can support me in my mission. Woohoo!
Sweet.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Looking
awesome.
Forward to learning more.
Love, yeah. Love hearing that and seeing that. It's awesome to connect people. Who need each other, right? Services that, that need totally. Each other. Some people have money. Some people have the service. Either way, it's all perfect. so that's awesome. And so why don't we start diving into, you know, being this, this intentional leader and what that means and how that all came about.
Absolutely. Yeah. You want to take a break?
Okay.
So we... when we started with this particular audience, we did a lot of thinking of what the definition of a leader was for us. Because if you look up leader, there are a million different definitions. Mm-hmm. And so what we came up with that really fit for the people that we work with is a someone that we identify as an entrepreneurial thought leader is someone who is innovative. So they are changing up their industry in some way. There's a disruptive element there. One of my favorite questions to ask people is, what do you disagree with? And then how can you change it? And so they have that element of innovation. They have influence. And that does not mean that they are Oprah and have a bajillion followers. They could have influence within their community. They could have influence within their family or their clientele. Mm. Doesn't have to be a huge sphere of influence, but they do have influence, or at least recognize the ability to have influence. And they have expertise. So whatever they're talking about, they are experts in. They have the experience to be able to talk about it and to guide people through it. And if you have those three qualities and you're using them to create positive change, that's what makes you a leader. And doing it in an intentional way is what's going to allow you to create that positive change.
Anything to add to that, Marie?
Yeah, and I think that intention is huge, right? Because you may have innovative ideas. You may have an email list or a Facebook group or some kind of in sphere of influence. You may have expertise. But if you're not looking at how can you bring those three ingredients together to actually create forward positive momentum within other people, to change the conversation, to make a difference, even if it isn't something that's like, you know, people say make a difference, it sounds like we're going to be giving $1 million to a charity. That's not necessarily what we're talking about. Although if you want to do that, that's awesome. But it's, there's such a broad number of things that you could do, under that sphere, under that umbrella. But like, if that's your aim and you want to be intentional about pursuing that, you really have to have all three of those elements, and you have to be willing to like claim the fact that you do have influence and that like what you say is being heard by people and that it's connecting in there, you know, and the fact that like you have to like be able to claim the expertise that you do have, and just talk through like, you know, be willing to like accept and receive like positive testimonials from people. Like sometimes that's really hard for those of us who like, you know, I'm a really humble person and it makes me uncomfortable when people are saying like amazing things about me. Like, own it, dude. You know, and then the other piece of that too is the innovation. So it may seem, and a lot of times it seems like the thing that's really innovative is like not, it's just like duh for you. This is just your way of doing that thing because you're an expert at it. You've come up with your own system or strategy around it or your way of thinking about it. But for other people, like pay attention when other people are saying like, whoa, that kind of like that meant something to me or that's resonating with me, because that means that you have something innovative, even though you may not really see it that way.
12-hour marathon.
Yes, perfect example. Right, like a lot of people be like, oh my gosh, I can't do that, like that's amazing, that's like an incredible tool and strategy.
Yes, so yes, now it's like how the heck do we freaking maximize this thing? So yes, good. How do we start developing or designing that whoa factor?
I think it starts with that question of how do I want to step up as a leader and what am I willing to claim? So you can't create a woe factor if you don't believe it yourself, if you don't believe that it exists and that you can step into that role. And when you get into the messaging of it and the actual words that you use, if you don't believe them, they're not going to sound, you're not going to say them. If you don't believe them, you're going to hide from them. So I really think the beginning, the first stage of the journey is a mindset journey. It's at least being open to the idea that you could claim this, even if you don't feel like you're all the way there yet, which is fine because this is a journey and we're always growing and stepping into the next level of leadership that we can own. But at least being open to the idea and then looking at, okay, how do I talk about this topic? How do I connect with my audience? And how do I build that bridge between the way that they receive information and the way that I give information? And how do I, we all know branding as a logo and colors and all this. Well, how do I brand my voice? How do I brand my message and the words that I say in a way that is really compelling? And so that when people hear me talk or hear people talk about me, they immediately know that this is the person who's being talked about.
Yeah. And I really like that bridge analogy. I want to like return to that for just a quick second, because without that bridge between you and your way of communicating and then the way your audience is listening and receiving, what's the point of it, right? Like it's all just going to stay within and it's going to stay just sitting on your web copy. Like, so we have to be able to build a voice ourselves, but also be cognizant of how our people are talking and how they're listening to us. So it's a little bit of both. And there's some like sort of social maneuvering and like intelligence that has to go into this conversation too.
So this intelligence, is that like research? Is that studying? Is that, you know, market research? Is that what surveying? Like, how do we like start understanding, becoming aware of that voice, and then start shifting it if we need to, or really, like we said, claiming that voice and stepping into our power?
Yeah, absolutely. It's about that intersection, right? And so you can't understand where that intersection is between the way you talk and the way your audience talks if you don't spend time listening to your audience. And so that's a quality of leadership that I think is hugely important, is the ability to listen and not just to hear the words or see them if you're reading them on a screen, but to actually absorb them and infer the meaning behind them. So, I mean, some really easy practical things to do are to keep a swipe file, just a simple Google Doc or something, that anytime you see someone talking about the things that you do or the problems that surround the things that you do, the frustrations that lead people to you, copy that, put it in the swipe file, because that's their words. And when you put it onto your sales copy or into your website copy, you're going to tweak it so it sounds more like you, but you have their emotions and their frustrations and their hopes and dreams as a base so that you can find the intersection point.
Totally. And I think too, you're able to infer sort of not just the emotions behind it, but some of the stories that they may have, because you may have an opportunity to provide some education or to answer something that no one else is answering for them, to validate them, to like normalize the like feels they may be feeling around whatever it is. So if you can sort of like tap into that and see if you can like figure out, you know, what's causing this? Is it, and you know, sometimes it's having a conversation, reaching out, doing like research calls or surveys, but sometimes it's just reading. Sometimes it's just looking at the comments in a blog post or just paying attention to what people are saying on social media. So it doesn't have to be interactive necessarily, but it makes all the difference when you're taking the time to do some of that research.
So powerful. And I think it's really coming from this place of being aware, rather than a lot of people are kind of on this hamster wheel of just needing to survive and, you know, living in scarcity. So I'm curious, how does the mindset of abundance versus scarcity play into how you work, how you operate, how you help your clients and stuff?
Oh man, we've operated from both before. Let me tell you, one's better. So I think one thing for us, it goes back to that trust that we were talking about before, but I think it's just like a matter of trusting in our own North Star and our own values and the value that we bring to other people too, right? And saying like, when I show up as a leader, when I show up in a way that I'm proud of, and when I like pour my energy into my relationships with our audience, with our clients, with the wallflowers who like you never hear from, but you know they're there, you know, those relationships, I'm like trusting that I'm cultivating them and that like I'm saying things that I'm proud of and that I feel like are lifting other people up. And when we do that, when we create programs, when we show up on lives, from that place of just feeling like these are the things that A, we know people need because we've done the research, and we're connecting with them. And then B, like, it feels really good for us and it's aligned with our values. Like, it's no question, right? Mm-hmm. And we get positive response. And I think too, like, we've started learning over time, like, how to detach from the outcomes and to just be like really proud of what we're building. And it's kind of amazing how, like, we get positive response from that, whether it's clients coming in the door, whether it's not just a building a community, but a more refined community, right? Like, the right people that we really want to be connecting with. Like, the more that we put that out there, the more we attract those people to us. Whereas before, when we were operating in this sort of scarcity place, we were working with people who maybe weren't a great fit, or like, we couldn't actually help them as much as we wanted to be able to, because maybe their business wasn't in the right position just yet. Or maybe because we didn't actually know how to help them with that problem, because we didn't actually take the time to make sure they were the right person for the program. Right. And so, like, it forced us to be out of integrity, which was like not good at all. Like, felt terrible. So it's way better on the other side.
Our mentor recently posted something on her Instagram account that really resonated with me, which was, it's not that it's not working, it's that you're planting seeds. And I think maintaining that perspective and that trust, that idea that every single thing you do is taking you one step further down the path, and it is planting another seed that requires time and energy and sunlight and love, it will grow. And you will get to your destination. And that trust is just a huge piece of it.
Wow. So one other thing that, Jesse, you and I were talking on the pre-call, and there's this mindset that I have developed and seen other people talk about, which is being a content consumer versus a content generator, right? Mm-hmm. And you said, well, we still need to consume content. Like, we still need to intake content to be able to, you know, be inspired and be that intentional leader. How do we know what content, how do we know where to research, how do we know, like, that whole realm of what's the direction and how much content to consume versus how much content to generate? What are your thoughts on that?
That's a great question. I think the answer is going to be a little different for everyone. But I think that you hit the nail on the head that it is a balance. There's never a time where you should be only in consuming mode, and there's never really a time where you should be only in generating time, because just like everything else, it works. They work in tandem of each other. So for us, we've been doing a lot of research into the different habits of leaders lately. And one of the habits that came up time and time again, top leaders around the world have in common, is reading. They are all readers. They all intentionally make time in their day to read, even if they have a full schedule. And that is really powerful for us as people who are stepping into leadership roles to acknowledge, because that's also one of those things that's very easy to slide off of your list. Because it's consuming, right? You're consuming information. Be like, well, I don't need another how-to. I don't need another list. But I think where it becomes important is taking the consuming and then adding a step, which is, what of that, of the material that I just consumed, whether it's a blog post or a book or something else, am I going to implement in my life, and why? And asking that question after you consume everything, so that you're consuming with intentionality rather than doing the Facebook scroll. That's not consuming.
Oh, yeah.
We think that's consuming. It's not consuming.
Right. And I think too, about your question, Chris, about like, how do I gauge whether this is going to be something that's beneficial for me or just sort of a waste of time? It's not just about avoiding the Facebook scroll, but it goes back to that North Star thing too, in terms of like, what are values for me? So is this, you know, there's a million ways to market, for instance. So if you're looking for some new marketing ideas, some of them are going to feel great for you. Some of them are going to feel terrible. And so like, just bearing that in mind and knowing that like, not every strategy is going to be right for you, that's fine. You know, just because somebody says you should do this, like when you see the word should, like have a little red flag moment, be like, should I really, like, is this right for me? You know, as opposed to them. And then I guess the other piece is like, whatever you could do to skim, or like if you're on Amazon, just check out the synopsis. Touch base with your mastermind folks and see like, what did they recommend based on knowing you as a human being? Like, we've gotten so many great book and article recommendations from our mastermind peers because they know us as people, and they know what would be beneficial for us in our business right now, or us in our personal lives right now. And they can send us to stuff that's targeted. So again, going back to the value of masterminds, that's another one that I totally didn't even think of.
Yes. And the intentionality behind it. So if you're trying to grow in a specific area, look for content in that specific area. And then implement it as makes sense to you, instead of just looking for content in general because you feel like you should be consuming.
Do you feel it's necessary to have kind of like a sounding board to know what to implement and how we're going to implement it? Or can it be done kind of solo? Like, okay, so I kind of know what my North Star is. I know what my message is that I want to develop, or what my next steps are. Like, do you feel like it's like exponentially better with someone else to kind of share that stuff with and go over that with, like, a coach or a mastermind? Or can it be done just about as effectively on our own?
Maybe it depends on the person. I think, I mean, I can answer for me personally that I feel like, you know, if Jesse and I are both reading a book at the same time, that we're much more likely to actually absorb and implement the useful pieces of it if we're both reading it together. Which is, I mean, one of the reasons we're actually launching a book club, because like having that to bounce off of is really helpful. But I mean, I think at the very minimum, having that to launch, to bounce off of, and having like your North Star in front of you, maybe it doesn't need to be written, but just top of mind is super helpful, because that can kind of almost act as another person and a guidepost and, you know, keep you on the path. I don't know. What do you think, Jesse?
Well, I think it depends on what it is you're trying to implement a little bit. So some things are going to be more personal, and some things are going to be more, maybe larger scale, more complex, more, you might have more questions about. So I think it really depends on what it is you're consuming and how you want to implement it. So some things, like, for example, one of the books that had the biggest impact on the way that Marie and I do business is the book Profit First by Mike Michalowicz. It talks about how to structure the finances of your business so that you are never acting from a place of scarcity, because you always pay yourself and pay your profits account first. Amazing book. Totally revolutionized the way that we do business. And we read it together, and then immediately afterwards, because we wanted to implement the system in our business, we had to get on the phone with our accountant and make sure that she understood the principles of the book and that she didn't think we were crazy people for wanting to implement them. So sometimes you have to have an outside sounding board just based on the nature of what it is you're consuming.
Wow. That's awesome. So I'm curious, based on you both knowing that our messaging, our North Star is critical to being that intentional leader, what are some of the advantages that you see you have to being able to facilitate that and be an intentional leader yourself? And what do you see are some of the disadvantages of your already, you know, pre-constructed genius and skill sets and what you guys are really great at?
That's an interesting question. Well, I feel like some of the skill and positive and strengths that we have is that we do come from different backgrounds. So like Jesse was saying earlier, with her marketing and education background, my nonprofit fundraising background, really bringing those together and being able to kind of meld together the empathy piece, the logic piece, the storytelling piece, persuasion, all of that coming together can be really powerful. I do think that one of our weaknesses is, I think we assume the other person can read our brains a lot of the time.
Which is actually Jess is laughing. True. She's like, it's totally it.
And so I do think we kind of get ourselves in trouble sometimes when we make assumptions. So communication is key. But I think too, like, that can happen with anybody, with their clients. When you're attracting clients who on so many levels resonate with you, you resonate with them, like it's a great fit. But like, you can't read their mind. Like, you still have to communicate. You still have to like be transparent and everything. And I think it's just easy for all of us to slip into that from time to time when things are going really well with who we're connecting with.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. And I would add to, yeah, I don't think there's a disadvantage to messaging and to having clear messaging. But I would add that I think there is a risk in spending so much time on your messaging that you never take action. And so that's why there's that secondary piece to our full name is North Star Messaging and Strategy. Because if you spend all of your time mired in what the best message is and what the North Star exactly looks like, you're never going to move down the path. Mm. So I think there's definitely a risk there. If you spend too much time on your messaging and not moving forward, it doesn't matter if you get your message perfect because no one is hearing it. So I think that that's something that we intentionally try to push our clients towards, is not just getting the message right, but also, okay, great, you have your message. What are you going to do with it now?
Yeah, for sure. And I think too, it's that, Pete, like that's why we chose to use the phrase thought leadership. I know that's kind of a fraught phrase and some people are like, that's just so meh. But for us, it really makes sense, right? Because you have the thoughts, but like you're also a leader with it, and like to lead with it, that requires action. But it also requires a super, super clear message. So it does require both pieces of it. Those are the pillars of our business, messaging and strategy, because like, yeah, it just can't sit in a vacuum or can't just sit on a webpage that never gets visited or never actually does anything. So yeah, huge. Thanks for shining light on that.
I love it. Where do you see is like one of the biggest pain points of people when they come to you? What do you see is like not working, or where are they suffering the most? Is it having the message being clear? Is it being able to execute on it? Is it, you know, staying too much in the time of developing the message? Where do you see that people are most stuck?
Usually, that hamster wheel that you were talking about earlier. People come to us because they have felt like they have been on this hamster wheel and they are not getting anywhere. Mm. And they're feeling disconnected from the people that content that they're creating on the hamster wheel is supposed to serve. And they know there's just something in them that tells them, yes, something is off with the way that I am communicating with my people. I don't feel connected to them. I'm burnt out, exhausted, always creating content that doesn't resonate with people. Starting to not resonate with me, something needs to shift. And that's when they come to us. And sometimes it's a big rebrand. They're rebranding their whole business. Sometimes it's a micro pivot. And it's just a very tiny thing that they need to tweak in their business in order to get that clarity.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think too, like the confidence around that message too is huge. And I think the other piece too is like, we get people coming to us who they can work on other people's messaging all day. Maybe they're a business coach and they can advise their clients around things. But when it comes to really articulating their own stuff, it's hard. Like, it's really hard for all of us to take the things that we're awesome at for other people and then apply them to ourselves, and to be able to be like, well, I'm a complex human being and there's like a lot going on here. How do I distill this into like a soundbite essentially? Yeah. That's actually also compelling. So I think part of it too is just that needing that other perspective and needing people who are experts at that particular thing to be able to say like, let me get the data dump from you about your innovative idea or your business. And then like, let's turn this into something that's going to reel in the right people.
Awesome. In terms of developing that North Star, is there any particular exercise that you can give our audience that would be like most valuable, or that you would typically take your clients through, or anything like that, any kind of tactic or exercise that we could do that would just help give us that clarity, or any other exercises that you'd recommend everyone to do, every intentional leader to do? We'd love to get some more kind of hands dirty, hands in the process. Absolutely. Kind of thing.
Yeah. So there are a couple of things that we recommend everyone has in their business. Mm-hmm. The first, and some of this is like straight out of, you know, nonprofit land, but it works so well for having your own business. And so few entrepreneurs do it for themselves. Yeah. So have a mission statement. Put that mission statement, sorry, it doesn't have to be on your website, but put it on your wall or something, because that mission statement is your litmus test for everything you do in your business. Mm. If something comes across, you're like, should I do this? Should I not? Look at the mission statement. If it's not in line with the mission statement, no, you shouldn't be doing it. Or the mission statement needs to go through a change if it doesn't feel right. Have a vision statement. Know where you're going. And have pillars. Have content pillars. So Marie mentioned that our pillars are messaging and strategy. Those are the two things everything in our business falls under. If you have 2 to 3 pillars, you will never want for content. You will never struggle to come up with something to talk about. And you can go deeper instead of wider all day. One of the things people come to us a lot of the time with a problem around is they feel very multi-passionate. They have a lot they want to talk about and they don't know how to hone it down. And so we help them develop these pillar topics, 2 to 3 topics those are the umbrellas everything else in their business falls under. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely one of the things I would recommend that everyone establishes in their business. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing is a brand voice.
Yes, definitely. So that's about, you know, how you have a color palette for your business, for everything just looks like this, or a series of fonts that you use. Well, also having words that you use or phrases that are uniquely you. So right. Things you can do is journal, listen to yourself talking out loud. Like if you want to just like record yourself doing a live, or like listen back to it, or if you're not a Facebook Live kind of person and you just want to go on a walk with your dog, actually like record yourself in your phone, just explaining like as if you were explaining to your dog, you know, like what you do, why it matters. And then go back and listen to yourself and see what are the themes and words that come up for you. And I do think there's some kind of miracle morning stuff in there too, where it's like the longer you go, the more authentic and real it becomes. So give yourself some time to like stop feeling nervous and weird about talking at your phone. you know, like give yourself a chance to let the real stuff come out. And what's really cool about the mission statement, the vision statement, the pillars, and the branded voice guide is that you can really like multiply yourself. So if you have a team and you're trying to figure out like how do they make decisions that are the decisions that I would make, so I can actually step back from like the doing and the deciding to being more of like the visionary role and the leader, that allows them to understand like this is our litmus test. Like when I'm making a decision, does it fall in line with this? Yes, no. They can create content, or you know it makes it way easier to say like I'm going to hire a copywriter. Here's my branded voice guide. So all of it actually helps you with scalability too, which is a kind of cool benefit.
Amazing. I love what you guys do. It's awesome. By the way, we do have a Facebook group, Influencer Masterminds. I would love for both of you to come in and just have people find out about what you do, and you know, share some value and stuff, and teach us some exercises, because I know there's a lot of entrepreneurs and influencers, influential leaders, visionaries who are really working on their messaging and stuff. So I just want to acknowledge you both, because I can tell you know your stuff and you do amazing copywriting. I saw the before the guest intake form, I was like, damn, Jesse, that whatever, whoever wrote that, like there's like all emojis and stuff. I was like, nobody's ever submitted emojis on this thing. This is awesome.
I wasn't even sure if that would work. I was like, ooh, I can do emojis on this form. That's awesome.
It was really cool. So we're beginning to wrap up now. And is there anything else that we want to let our audience know, or invite them to take on, to be that intentional leader in their own life?
Yeah. So if they want to start with the brand voice, if that is something they're really excited about getting into, and I think it's a really good starting point for all of the North Star work and all of the messaging work, because you're starting with yourself. We have a free guide to take you through that process. Yes. It's at northstarmessaging.com/brandvoice. Okay. And it is essentially helping you create a word bank for your business, just like you have brand colors for your business. Mm. So that's a free resource. You guys can go and grab it and use it to your heart's content and create an actual brand voice for yourself, so that you don't feel like you get stuck sounding like a robot or a zombie of everybody else out there, because we're inundated with content. So it becomes so easy to just mimic what we see out there, but we want you to sound like you.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. And that'll help you slice through all that noise too, right? Because it is a noisy space out there. And you are the only thing that your business has that no one else has. So like use that resource, which is yourself. Wow.
Amazing. And what can we expect you to be up to, you know, this year and moving forward? Like, what else are we going to see from you? And, you know, if we go over a couple minutes, it's totally cool. The next speaker is going to take a little bit longer. She said she's running a little bit late, so it's perfect. So, like, tell us a little bit more about what you got coming up and anything else that we can expect from you, and how we can dive in even deeper.
Totally. Yeah. So we are just getting ready to kick off. Marie mentioned a book club earlier. So we are just getting ready to kick off the Intentional Leaders Book Club. Mm. And the purpose of this book club is every month, a group of entrepreneurs and thought leaders will get together and read a book together and strategically talk about what are the takeaways that they can implement in their business or in their life? Because we're going to not just do professional development, we're also going to do personal development, because you can't take yourself out of your business. You have to grow as a person and as a business. So this book club is designed to help people to not just meet their goal of, I want to read 12 books a year, but to actually do something with those 12 books and implement it in their lives and their business, have discussions with other people, connect, and really feel like they are being held accountable in a way that is uplifting and fun and not heavy.
Yeah.
How do you create that balance of uplifting and fun versus heavy and kind of another thing to do on the to-do list?
Ooh, well, we are picking books intentionally that are fun and easy to read and have, you know, a lot of great takeaways, but also books that just with 15 minutes a day, you can get through. So that way, if you can just carve out a few 5-minute sections, or you have 15 minutes at the beginning or end of your day, or during, you know, while you're eating your lunch, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be a long time. The other thing we're doing is we're providing our own little Cliff Notes version. So even if you're totally strapped for time, but you want to participate in the discussion and get the main takeaways, we'll be providing an outline of that for you. So it can still be really valuable experience, even for, you know, busy parents and entrepreneurs and whatever, you know, is eating into your time. But we want it to feel, the other reason I think it's going to feel hopefully very light for people is that we're trying to cultivate a community through this of people who are all lifting each other up and very supportive and want to, you know, learn together and grow together. So I'm really excited about the group that we already have coming in, and we've got about a week left for people to sign up. So excited. Oh, and the way you can do that, by the way, is northstarmessaging.com/book club.
Awesome. I love it. And then is it like a monthly thing where they can stay in every month, or like, how does it work? Is it yearly? Like,
yeah,
pricing.
So April is an experiment, since we've never done this before. We're doing it together with a group for April, and we'll use that to work out the tweaks. And from there, we will decide at the end of April if we want to make it continue into an ongoing monthly thing. If we do, it would be a monthly membership situation. So you would just be able to jump in at any time throughout the year that you want to. Odds are we are going to turn it into that, just because we're so excited for it. And we're just like, well, we want to hold ourselves accountable for the reading. So we're just going to do this.
Isn't that best? That's the best way to create programs and things. It's like, well, I want it. So like, of course other people are going to want it.
Exactly.
I think the good news is, like, we are getting some feedback that, like, this is good. And we're getting signups from, like, not just people, but, like, amazing people. So that's been really great to hear. But I think we're very excited about it, for sure. Also, again, that's northstarmessaging.com/book club. But also, you can hang out with us in our free paid Facebook group, which is the Thought Leaders Think Tank. And we are doing live streams on pretty much a weekly basis, where we talk around leadership, messaging, all that good stuff. We have roundtable discussions where we all hop in Zoom and, like, all come together as peers and talk through these topics and really dig in deep. And that's been really fun so far, and a great way to meet people, connect people, develop that community. And then otherwise, you know, we're copywriters. So if, you know, that's something that anybody needs help with, or, you know, anything at all, just shoot us a PM, or you can head to our website at northstarmessaging.com and head to our contact form there.
Awesome. I love it. You two are superstars. And thank you so much for sharing, like, this mindset of being an intentional leader, and also the integration and implementation of what we're learning through books. Because I think a lot of people take books for granted, and they look for that one-on-one or group coaching, and that stuff's great. And it's like the fast track. It's awesome. You know, if you can pay someone to do it for you, do the copywriting for you, freaking pay it. And, you know, like, if you can access a book, and this person, whoever wrote the book, or multiple people, and their decades of experience usually on the subject, and actually be able to channel that into real results, and actually be able to channel that into actionable, implementable things in your life that make a difference. You know, thank you for teaching us how to maximally use the resources that we are already have, you know, and it's affordable for books. So why not learn how to start integrating this habit, and then also you're setting the pace for future generations and other entrepreneurs to come to really maximize the use of what they're doing. So the work you're doing is absolutely critical and essential, and you're helping people discover their vision, their purpose, their mission, their message. And we appreciate you sharing your time and valuable wisdom with us here today.
Thank you so much for having us. This has been amazing and so much fun.
Yes.
And what you're doing is also amazing. And I hope you get the most amazing signups for your mastermind.
Yes. Thank you. I plan on it. And we're definitely going to get you guys in the Influencer Masterminds group and whenever it works for your schedule and have you be, I don't like the word exposed. It makes sense. You know, like,
oh, good.
Like
we know what you
people
mean.
Find out about you because you're awesome.
So appreciate it, Chris. Thank you so much. We look forward to that.
Absolutely. You guys have the best day ever. Thanks so much. Okay.
Thanks, Sue. Bye.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.EmployeeEscapePlan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, beyourgps.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.